Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, January 22. Coming up, early successes from state of public emergency, new judicial sentencing guidelines launched, and Clarendon schools to get funding for improvements. The news in detail after the break.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environments are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Now the news. The security forces are reporting that they have recovered a Kalashnikov rifle and six live rounds in Flanker St. James since the imposition of a state of public emergency in the parish last Thursday. The gun find, which was made within the first 24 hours of the implementation of the security initiative, is suspected to have been used in a recent killing and will undergo ballistic and forensic testing in short order. Meanwhile, eight members of the Sparta Gang, who were wanted for murder and other gun-related crimes, were also arrested. Colonel General Staff of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, Colonel Daniel Price, says the early successes are encouraging.
Our operations are only as good as the intelligence that drives them. We urge persons to use the JDF tip hotline. 837-8888 to call and tell us what you know about criminal activities in your community.
Colonel Price says the JDF will continue with targeted operations, vehicle checks, cordon and searches, patrols and snap raids to put pressure on the gangs that restore peace to St. James. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the government is committed to ensuring that persons charged with major crimes are tried and put away within weeks or months. Major crimes include murder, drug trafficking, illegal possession of firearm, extortion, and lotto scamming. Mr. Chuck says the judiciary's new sentencing guidelines launched on Friday will send a strong message to criminals not to expect light sentences when they commit reprehensible acts.
And the resources will be provided immediately in the budget so that they will get their justice within months.
Mr. Chuck was speaking at the recent installation ceremony for 77 newly commissioned Justices of the Peace, JPs, for St. James. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dara Vaz, says special focus is being placed on training individuals to fill the higher-end positions in the business process outsourcing BPO sector. Mr. Vaz says key training partners include the HeartTrust NTA, the Business Process Industry Association of Jamaica, BPIAJ, and the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, through its free zones. He adds that some internationally accredited programs have already been developed, accompanied by apprenticeship programs giving persons on-the-job management experience.
We have begun to diversify the type of work performed in Jamaica to create more opportunities for tertiary graduates. And you will see the implementation of a finishing school, among other things, to improve the employability gaps in the BPO sector.
Minister Vaz was speaking at the recent opening ceremony for the Caribbean and Latin America regional headquarters of BPO outfit, IBEX Global Solutions. And four schools in the parish of Clarendon are to receive additional funding from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information to upgrade their facilities. The projects to be undertaken include the building of an auditorium at Denby High, roof repair at Frank Field Primary and Infant, construction of a new classroom block at Edwin Allen High, and the enclosure of classroom space at Denby Primary. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the money is to be provided over the next two budget cycles.
They are committed to help to fund their auditorium, and so that will be in train. And we also, having visited Frankfield Primary, will also be providing some additional funding to deal with some of the infrastructure needs that they have at that school.
The minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News following a tour of Denby High and other schools in Clarendon. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.